Thank you, Steve. Can you all hear me? In thinking about our trip, I thought I would talk a little bit about what we did down in Haiti in February. But I want to make it clear here, when I say we, I don't mean just the five of us who went, but I mean what we did as a church. So this is the little church out in the countryside that we visited one weekend in a village called Debar Rouge, which took us, it was a 3-hour walk up the mountain, no road, kind of a track. We had donkeys that carried our things. And, you know, really it was a completely different world, certainly, you know, completely separate from the everyday world that we live in. So that's the church. And then over the altar is this banner, and that really made an impression on me. It's in Creole, so to translate it there, it says, "The Church Missionary Ambassadors of Jesus Christ, Debar Rouge, Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go throughout the world and preach the good news of Jesus." And that really sort of resonated with me, because here we were, that's what I thought we were doing, right? Bringing, you know, the gospel to this place. But that's the vision of the people in that church, right? They see themselves as ambassadors moving out into the countryside. Here we were in a very rural place. But there are thousands more villages, even smaller than this one, scattered throughout the mountains in Haiti. And it's their mission to bring the gospel out even in more remote places than where we were. So that got me thinking about the role of an ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5:20 there. So we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, right? And so we understand what ambassadors do. Ambassadors represent someone else. Ambassadors represent another people. Ambassadors move to a different culture in a different place, and they are the face of the people that they represent in that new and different environment, which also gets me, I'm telling you here, you know, this is kind of what I'm kicking around as I'm thinking through this, and then it gets me thinking here how the five of us in Haiti, Steve, Tony, Aaron, Esther, and myself, we're acting in a way, kind of expressing who we are as a body here in Williamstown at First United Methodist Church. And just listening this morning to this is the kind of people that we are. This is the kind of community that we're a part of. This is the kind of body, right, that we all are kind of acting and expressing. So if you will, I would say then the five of us were merely extensions of you. We were doing the work that you had empowered us and enabled us to do in Haiti. So if I could I just wanted to show you some images, some of the things that we did. And again, when I say we, I mean us. I mean all of us here. We couldn't have done this if it hadn't been for the extraordinary support that we felt from you, and that, you know, in terms of the resources that we had at our disposal, we just simply couldn't have done this. So this is what you did in Haiti in February. We distributed dresses. These are little pillowcase, that little girl there. Pillowcase dresses that women in another church had made that we distributed. Methodist Church has purchased for the Pastor Drix, who pastors that church in Debar Rouge. And going there, you need a donkey if you're going to get around. Sunday school class picture there on the wall of the orphanage. Luke and Carly are here, right? That's your note, and your picture's up on the wall. Thank you. far from Port-au-Prince, outside the city. But just having candy and balloons to give out to these children. Opportunity to give the boys and the orphanage some ice cream. They don't hardly ever get that in the 203. We put this up on the last day, and that meant a lot to me because our BBS had raised the money for this. Difference. And then left on the wall, pictures of the prayer partners. Each of the boy, women in the church have been partnered
with the boys to pray for them, and so their pictures are up on the wall. Family brought up. This is Denise, who we were able to give money so she could purchase a sewing machine.
Love to play soccer. And they're fantastic soccer players. So thank you for the privilege of being your hands and feet in Haiti. Again, it was you that enabled us to do this.